The Emmy Awards will be doled out tomorrow evening, and Linda Holmes, host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour, is here to talk about who could win big, who should win big, and what shows we should keep an eye on. Linda, welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, one of the big awards we're watching is Lead Actor in a Drama. Tell us about the competition there.
Well, Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad is in his final year of eligibility since that show has wrapped up. He's won three times, but not since 2010, and this will be his last shot. But the competition is very, very stiff. They had Jeff Daniels for The Newsroom. There's also Kevin Spacey for House of Cards. Both of the guys from True Detective, Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, and then John Hamm, who is on his seventh nomination for Mad Men and has never won. So far, Matthew McConaughey has won a couple of Critics Awards. He's also coming off his Oscar earlier this year for Dallas Buyers Club. He seems to have all the momentum. At the same time, people really love that Bryan Cranston performance, and I think those are probably the two favorites people are looking at right now.
There is a lot of what UTV guys call category creep.
Yeah.
Orange is the New Black, listed as a comedy, for instance. There are funny parts, but there are a lot of parts that are not at all funny.
I think the question with a show like Orange is the New Black, it absolutely has comedic elements, but so does The Good Wife and so does Breaking Bad. And I think the question is where you want to draw that line. Where if you say that anything that has comedic elements is a comedy or can submit as a comedy, then you wind up putting actual traditional comedies at a real disadvantage.
So who decides what category you go into?
The show does. The show makes a decision about how they want to submit. They have a lot of freedom to do that. I suppose they could tell you at some point, no, you're absolutely, totally serious, laugh-free, misery fest cannot submit as a comedy. I've never heard of that happening.
I would think that this whole thing would be very tough on actresses in the comedy category, because even somebody who is very good, like Amy Poehler, would be going up against somebody like Taylor Schilling, who plays a much more nuanced, complicated, dramatic role.
The dramatic content, the emotional content in a show like Orange is the New Black is more overt and obvious than the emotional content in Amy Poehler's show Parks and Recreation. There's a real systemic bias in favor of drama over comedy in most awards when those two are up against each other. You can see that even in the Oscars.
Then there is the drama versus the miniseries. True Detective in a different category than Fargo, even though they're both sort of short-termed.
Right. What has made this category more complicated in the last couple of years is the rise of the anthology show, the show where it is self-contained. The show goes on, but the next season it'll have different actors and a different plot. So the question is, do you consider that a continuing series or do you consider it each one is a miniseries? And again, the shows are really making that call for themselves with some odd results. True Detective, which only had 8 episodes, decided to go in as a drama series, whereas Fargo, which has 10 episodes, more episodes, went in as a miniseries. And the fact that they're winding up in two different categories is quite a strange result.
You got any dark horses for us to keep an eye on?
One of them for me would be John Hamm for Mad Men. He is persistently not winning. And if you had that, what's perceived to be that tight race between Bryan Cranston in Breaking Bad and Matthew McConaughey in True Detective, maybe there's a hidden John Hamm contingent that keeps barely not winning, and maybe they could bring home a victory for him. I would also love to see somebody beat Modern Family, which has won 4 years in a row and I think is in the mood to be dethroned.
NPR's Linda Holmes is the host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast and editor of the pop culture blog, Monkey See. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.